Let's go on out to Jim Roop, KBC correspondent. So, Jim, Apple's got till tomorrow to respond to the government. Is that right?
Yeah, and we're sort of getting an indication as to how they're going to respond, and that is no. In fact, Tim Cook wants really this to be kicked over to Congress and have the conversation or the debate happen as far as maybe a policy issue. Now, he's got a little bit more muscle over there. He has donated plenty to congressmen and congresswomen over the years, that he has a little more play in that area. But he doesn't want the fight between Apple and the FBI. He wants Congress to weigh in. And it's really over this all very old 18th century law called the All Writs Act, which has only been used really in recent times three different times.
Hold on. This is all new information to me. Slow down. This is what the government is applying?
Right.
And this is what's being this is what was used in court to mandate the breaking of the encryption.
This is the justification that is being used.
All right. Explain that.
All right. Well, it can be a little complicated, but this is something that George Washington himself signed back in 1789. So it is very strange that it's being used now in the 21st century for this technology. But it basically gives federal judges the power to give formal orders, is what writs are, so that to compel somebody to do something, especially in instances where there is no precedent for it, there is no law. And this is the case in this instance, that the judge wants to compel Apple to help the FBI break in or hack into this iPhone or create this software that will enable the iPhone to be unlocked so that the FBI can have unlimited chances of getting into this thing before the data is erased, as we know. But this law, again, has been, and it's basically been used in telephony the three times it has been used. In 1970.
In what? What did you call that?
Telephony. Telephone.
Telephone business.
Yeah.
Okay. But the only three times it's been used has been in the telephone business?
Well, in recent times. In 1977, it forced phone companies to set up devices that would record all numbers that are called from a specific phone line. It's part of the Communications and Public Safety Act. And also in 1999, it required cell phone providers to be able to geolocate their customers' phones.
Wow.
Phones. And then
that seems intrusive.
Yeah, and then in 2005, rather, the All Writs Act could not be used, it was ruled, to force phone companies to allow real-time tracking of a phone without a warrant. So it's only been used three times in recent times and only twice successfully. But this is what the judge is using, the All Writs Act, in this particular case.
It's very interesting. And so that has been mandated now from the bench, right?
Right.
They're giving them till tomorrow. What was the actual time frame for the mandate? In other words, did he just mandate it this morning and is giving them till tomorrow?
No, when the judge made that order, Tim Cook had, 30 days?
I see.
Plus reply, or 2 weeks to,
I see.
To reply. So tomorrow's the deadline for it.
No one had gotten to the weeds as far as you did for me to explain what the mandate, what the writ, is it called a writ? Is that
right? Called the All Writs Act.
All Writs Act.
1889.
Now explain to me, first of all, who's going to be on the line? Is there going to be jail time? Is the company going to be fined? How are they going to leverage this?
It's unclear what the consequences would be if indeed it gets to that point. But as Tim Cook, and we don't know what he put in the court filings that are probably going to go to the court tomorrow. We just kind of get hints of what's going on. He's going to refuse to comply, obviously. He believes that even though the order is narrow, this has broader implications. Even China and the European Union have come after Apple asking for ways to hack into these phones. So it's not just a national security issue, but it's an international security issue.